Zone in the Fury Electric Studio. Check us out online at 1037thebuzz.com. Now, back to Justin Akre and Pat Bradley.
Can't do anything around here. Our computer is so pathetically slow. Anyway, for those of you sitting in your office listening to the show instead of doing actual work and your computer is really slow and pathetic, I feel your pain.
Punch it. It usually works. See?
Didn't work.
You feel better, don't you?
I give the funds a little bit. Yeah. Let's go right to the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. I wanted to play the Hall of Fame song for him, but I guess maybe we can play it on the way out since this computer's ridiculous. Ken Duke, friend of the zone. He's a Foss. Back in the zone. Live from Florida, I assume. Yes, Ken? The Honda Classic this week, and you'll be teeing it up at what time? What time's your tee time tomorrow?
I'm at 12:35 tomorrow.
You have a pro-am or anything today?
I'm at 1:35 today in the pro-am.
Okay.
The Duke!
A busy week. Well, congratulations on your induction into the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. I'm assuming it would have come whether you had won a tournament last year or not, but that was an added bonus, certainly, on a an already impressive resume.
Yeah, it's pretty great. I mean, I don't know if I'd ever got in the Arkansas Golf Hall of Fame, maybe later on down the road, but I appreciate everybody on the committee, you know, putting me on the ballot and voting me in. It's been a pretty special year this year, I tell you, and last year as well.
Who gave you the call that told you that you were in?
Steve Eddington reached out and said, hey, there's a chance that you might be voted in Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame in this state. Do you think you'd be able to make it if you get voted in? I said, well, yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's during the Honda week and all that kind of stuff, so that's kind of how it all worked. And obviously, I play the Honda because it's close to home, and it kind of worked out with my tee times. I play late tomorrow, early Friday, where I can finish tomorrow, and I mean, on Friday and get on a plane and run up there and see everyone up there.
Ken, you won the Travelers last year. Do they work out a deal for the winner where they, like, insure all your stuff for free for a year, or is that part of the arrangement?
That's inside information.
Okay. Fair enough. But they did at least give you an umbrella, I assume.
Well, maybe.
Okay.
What happened with that Coke? Because did Coke ever reach out to you?
Man, the Coke guys blew me up. They had a few commercials for the Super Bowl as well, and they wanted me to put them on my Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff and just kind of reach out to fans. They sent me all kind of care packets, T-shirts, hats, and koozies. And, I mean, it was I think they were pretty shocked. Sponsorship-wise, I just don't know, just because they sponsor the Tour Championship, and they are official sponsors of the PGA Tour, and just to single out one person, I don't know if they do that, but they've been great, really been great.
Thank goodness you're not a Pepsi drinker. Ken Duke joining us on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack hotline. I think they serve Coke over there as well. It is an interesting week, though, with you having to go back and forth and hopefully hustling back for Saturday play. Wally and I were talking, Wally Hall is here as well, about the arrangements you got done with the PGA Tour about finagling it so you could be here. But talk to us about your schedule and how you're able to work this out this week.
Yeah, it's been good. I got lucky. Obviously the tee time was the issue, and we were supposed to get some rain tomorrow, so I don't know, you know, if that messed up my time or not for Friday. But the main thing is, if I can get out of here by like maybe 4 o'clock, I think it's a 2-hour flight up there. I can get up there for about an hour or so and be ready to go. But a friend of mine reached out and said, you know, this is a big honor. I'll send my plane down there, pick you up, and bring you back and forth. And that's the beauty of this. You know, to meet a few good friends like that, they will do that. And that's the only way I could do it, no question. Going commercially, there's no way I could do it.
But yeah, you're not a regular guy.
Yeah, the tour's worked with me, and Ray Tucker and everyone on the committee, and it's been awesome. Man, I'll tell you, it's just been great.
You're more than the average guy. Have you written down what you're going to say, or are you going to try to go off the cuff? How are you going to approach this?
There's a few things I'll say that I know I'm going to say, but most things, you know, just kind of see what comes out. And there won't be any dance moves going on, I know that.
Well, me and Justin don't mind whether you mention us at the beginning or at the end of your acceptance speech, so don't even think about
Who
that.
Who are you bringing with you?
If you're going to be there, I guarantee you I'll say something.
Yes! We're going to be there, I promise you.
Front row.
Who are you bringing with you?
Okay. Just my wife and I and my mom and dad. a friend of mine, Tim Hall, has a table. So we're just my wife and I are coming up. My mom and dad are driving up from Arkadelphia.
That's good. Well, I would have flown you in my plane, but I don't have one. I might have gone to Tim Hall and got him to send like a Corvette down or something, but that's about all I could have done for you. We're up against the top of the hour. I do want to ask you about the schedule this year with them adjusting it and starting in the fall as opposed to the way they used to do it. Are you a fan of that idea?
Yeah, it's fine with me. I've always played in the fall. I've kind of looked at it now because the West Coast kind of beats you up with the weather and the point of greens. I might try to play a little bit more in the fall, then maybe take a little bit more off the first year in January and skip a couple tournaments that kind of really have some bad weather. But I'm a fan of it. Those sponsors, all those tournaments should deserve FedEx points, and I think this is a great way to do it. I mean, sure, you have a choice to where you want to play, and anytime you want to play, it's your choice. So you can choose to play them or not, and just choose if you want time off or not, that's all.
Ken, we're up against it. Appreciate the time very much. Good luck this week. Congratulations again. You're one of our all-time favorites. We look forward to seeing you Friday night at the Statehouse Convention Center.